prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited this afternoon? The entrance of God's word gives light. And thank God that this afternoon his word is here. Hallelujah. We've already had the first dose, which was so powerful. How many of us were here? We're here. Hey, hallelujah. Greatness through loving the Lord. Thank you, Bishop, for teaching us. Put your hands together for this. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you have done already in Christ Jesus for us. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you're the center of it all.
Oh, tell him he's the center of it all.
Jesus, you're the center of it all.
From beginning to the end, come on.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, are the center of it all.
Oh, sing Jesus, come on.
Jesus, are the center of it all.
From beginning to the end, come on.
From beginning to the end,
it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
nothing else matters. Come on,
nothing in this world will do.
Oh, 'cause Jesus is your center. Everything, come on,
everything revolves around you.
Jesus, you are the center of it all. Let's sing it again. Jesus are the center.
Jesus are the center of it all.
Oh yes, Lord.
Jesus are the center of it all.
From beginning, oh,
from beginning to the end,
it would always be,
always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Jesus,
nothing else,
nothing else matters.
Come on.
Nothing in this world will do.
Oh,
'cause Jesus, you're the center.
Jesus, you are the center of it all. Yes, come on.
From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You are the center of it all. 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 Center of the universe. Center of the scriptures. Center of creation. Center of sin. Center of everything that is visible, invisible. You are the center. You are the center. Yes, Jesus, you are the center. Jesus, you are the center. Jesus, you are the center. Jesus, you are the center.
You are the center.
Jesus, you are the center. Bless your name and worship you and call you. Bless your name and I extol you, exalt you. No one like you, Jesus. 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 We bless your name. We adore you. Worship you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you, Jesus. You are, you are, you are. You are the reason for creation. You are the reason for creation. You are the reason for creation. You are the reason for man. You are the reason for man. You are the reason for life. You are the reason for life. You are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Exalt your holy name. No one like you. No one like
it's
Jesus, the exalted one, the exalted one, the one who was and is and is to come, creation of all things, creator of all things. We worship you, Lord. We adore you this evening. Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. From my heart, Lord. From my heart to the head, Jesus. Yes, it's all about
my heart,
oh my heart, to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's
all my heart, come on,
oh my heart, to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about
all my heart.
From my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Hey, it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, this is for you. Everything is about you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. It's all about you. All about you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
All about you. All about you, Jesus. It's all about you. All about you, Lord. All about you. All about you. Yes, yes, it's all about you. It's all for 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 you. Creation is for you. The heavens and the earth is for you. All men are for you. Everything we can see and cannot see is for you, Jesus. It's for you, Jesus. It's for you, Jesus. It's for you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
Yes.
Jesus, all this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me.
as if we should do things.
As if we should do things my way. You are Lord and God, and I surrender.
Yes, Lord.
To your name.
Let's sing it again. Yes.
It's all about you.
Oh, it's all about you, Jesus.
Jesus. All this is for you.
For your glory. Come on.
For your glory and your praise. It's not about me.
As if you.
As if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender.
Oh yes,
to your will.
Oh yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you.
Oh yes, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. We bless
Jesus
you, Lord.
It's all about you.
We bless you. Exalted Lord,
exalted
have your way.
Have your way.
Let the will of the Father be done. We pray for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of your way. The eyes of understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is here and whose presence abides in us. Thank you. His presence lives in us.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. We carry His presence. We are carriers of His presence. We thank you, Lord. We bless you.
And
this afternoon, we will never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. I will never be the same again. Thank you.
I'll never be
the
same again.
Oh, yes.
I will never return. I'll close the door.
I will walk the path.
I will walk the path.
Yes.
Not run the race. And I will never be the same again.
Oh, make that confession. I will never be.
I will never be the same again.
I will close the door.
Some
doors are going to be closed this afternoon. Oh,
I will walk the path.
Oh, yes.
I'll run the race. And I will never be the same again.
Fall like fire.
Sweep away the darkness.
Burn away the charred.
Burn away the charred.
And let a flame burn.
And let a flame burn.
To glory
glorify your name.
Oh, yes. Come on.
There are higher heights.
Come on.
There are deeper seas. Whatever you need to do. Same again.
Fall like fire. Oh,
strong like rain.
Oh,
flow like mighty waters.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Sweep away the darkness.
Sweep away the darkness.
Burn away the charm. And let a flame.
And let a flame burn.
I can never return.
I'll never. same again.
And I
will never,
oh yes,
be the same again.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Rejoice, shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we are so grateful. Flesh of our flesh and bone of our bones. We are members together with him. We died with you. We were buried with you. And we rose again with you. And now we are seated in heavenly places with you. What a church we are. And what a body we are. Because even though we are physically present here, we are also there. Sitting together in heavenly places as kings and ruling, because as he is, so are we in this world. Father, we thank you, we bless you for the opening of our eyes to see that Jesus is the center of the scriptures. We give you praise that this afternoon your spirit will have his own way here, liberty, doing what he wants to do. Oh, fulfilling the will of the Father, that our lives will never be the same again. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done already. We give you all the praise that this afternoon, every situation that has crippled us, caused us to cry, from today, that thing is under our feet. In the name of Jesus. Thank you that every high wall has fallen right before us. Thank you for giving us wings to fly like eagles, and we'll soar with you. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Never the same again. Never the same again. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I wish you could just continue to worship and pray. Oh, it's wonderful. He is wonderful. He says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And in the temple there is prayer and there is worship. So you are 1,000. Yes. Because in you is praise, is worship, is every good thing that is found in the temple. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't ever say that you are alone again, because you are not. You are not. Even in the Old Testament, Elisha told the servant, those who are with us are larger. They are bigger. Because he saw the chariot. He said, man of God, we are undone. Prayed, God, open his eyes for him to see. As for me, I don't need to see the angels. That's what Elisha was saying. As for me, I don't, because the word already says, the scripture already says, that he will give his angels charge over me. So I don't have to see them before I believe. I don't have to. As I sit in my car, it's not now that I'm going to say, oh, no, no. They are. They are. Hallelujah. And so because of that, he said, no, this one is weak. He needs his eyes to be open to see what is in the spirit realm. And when his eyes were opened, he saw chariots of fire all over the mountain. And now he began to feel pity for them, for the soldiers. Say, hey, you people, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. That is what will be said about you. Oh, somebody who is here. I said, that's what will be said about you. I always say, when we go for the Healing Jesus campaigns, I tell them that when you come here, in this place, we are not going to give you stone. We are not going to give you water. We are not going to give you a special ring or a special bracelet or something to put around your waist. No. What we have is the word of God. So when the word of God is coming, be like a goalkeeper and catch everything. Hallelujah! I say you've got protection, and that is what is happening in your life. Yes. So when you believe, you say amen. Hallelujah! Thank you so much, Bishop Nee, for giving me this invitation. Thank you. It's a privilege. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. We're blessed in Nigeria to have this mighty man of God. Oh, I thought you'd be clapping. I don't understand. All we see here was not here. Or was it here? Out of one man, all these are coming out. Because he's like his father, Bishop Dad.
That's all.
Amen. It's true. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So he's also imitating him. In this church, all we do is copy and paste. Oh, you don't have to reinvent anything. All you need to do is to copy and paste. So you must copy. I'll go my copy. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to say thank you to God for giving us such a man of God. Put your hands together, Bishop Nee. Thank you for leading Nigeria so well. You are leading Nigeria as if Bishop Dag himself was here. That is how we see it. Amen. And thank you for Lady Pastor Adele. Oh! Hallelujah! She is so sweet. Sweetness from within that gushes out to you. Hey! Well, gushing sweetness. Put your hands together on the Lady Pastor Adele, our mother in Nigeria. Hallelujah. We enjoy her so much. We enjoy her. And all of us are striving, ladies, to be like her. You see, because she is not just clothes and jewelry and hair and all that. She is more than that. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see a godly woman. Amen. Thank you, pastors and reverends, first reverends, pastors, lady pastors, shepherds, all of you, God bless you. Uncle Biney, all of you, God bless you. Hallelujah. And we thank God that Bishop sent us to this place and we are seeing the results. Amen. How many Ghana or Ghanaians come to start churches here? You hardly see any at all. Thank God. Somebody has broken the grounds for us. We thank God for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Put your hands together for this man. We can't say enough. People might say, oh, Lighthouse, you don't understand. When you say that, you don't understand. You don't understand. A church that started in a classroom. We are now almost 2,000 churches, isn't it? Over 2,000 churches. Look at me. Almost 3,000 churches. Ish. Hallelujah! And sometimes I wish some of you just buy tickets and come for the Healing Jesus campaign and come and see. Because when you are with somebody, you become familiar. Oh, you see, so you go to Ghana, you see. But you should come to the nations and see how the nations receive him. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. It's so powerful. So the next Healing Jesus campaign, who is coming along? Hallelujah. Amen. And I've not forgotten somebody. Somebody. Hallelujah. My children always say that when daddy is not at home, it's not fun. Because when he comes home, hey, someone who can even tease his mother-in-law. My mother will say, oh, Alex. Can tease her, that she's so happy. Even my auntie say, is Reverend Alex coming? If he's coming, everybody is happy in the house. We know we are going to have fun. And I thank God for how he has supported me. Because I don't know how many women have this like this. It's true. It's so true. Especially when the kids were small and I was going away. He's done well. And great will be his reward. Because you see, it's not like he has nothing doing. No. I followed Reverend Alex when we're going to Australia. We had packed our bags and done everything on the way to Australia. and said, God says that we should not go to Australia again. So where? At least we'll fall near Papua New Guinea or New Zealand or... Oh, Armenia. He said, oh, God says we should go to Krobo. Udumase. Hey! The town has only one main street. I was wondering, what is happening? Hey! But out of that place, right now I don't even know the number of reverends who are in that. And when we went there, when you say lighthouse, they say what? Lie what? They've not heard the name before. And here, Reverend Alex was going around getting people who were written off. In when we're there, so many times you see parents coming to the church. They said, I'm looking for the pastor. They don't even know him. I'm looking for the pastor. Then when he goes, hey, are you the one? Hey, shake my hands. You are the one who has changed my son. Said, hey, when my son is coming to the house, there are spies around who will whisper and say, he's coming up. Then everybody takes their key and lock their door. Because when he comes, some things will get lost. He'll miss in the house. And now they had become born again. Hey! Born again. And not just born again. Hey! He began night schools with them, teaching them. Ha! Now, one of them is the head of a diocese. Hey! There was one of them. When we have two football teams in Ghana that are serious rivals, Kotoko and Haas. And he was, I think, Fabu is what, Kotoko. Hey, when they are about to play football, he will go from the end of the town with a cutlass. On the middle of the street, he will block traffic. Fabu, Fabu in red. He will do that, roll that, everybody come out, this boy. Now you're a reverend. Look, Reverend Alex, now the policemen in the town knew him. Because every day, one of his members had a case in the police station. Hey! This one has gone to beat his ex-girlfriend. This one has done this. Hey! You will see them at the counter bar. He said, where are you from? I'm from the police station. It was a usual thing. And I said, this time what? Then he will tell me the story. Then they saw it. They knew him. Hallelujah. Now, I was even told, go and start, because you see, they said, oh, how can you sit with your husband in one church? You, go and start. Bishop Ishmael said, go and start something at the other town. That little thing I started has 6 branches now. 6, how do you call those ones? They have them. Becoming branches. And when you look at it, it's wonderful. So for somebody like this to say, no, I can see something in you. You go, I'll take care of the children. Hey, it's a blessing. Put your hands together for Reverend Alex. Yes. I appreciate him. Amen. So this afternoon, we are continuing where we left off. Yesterday, we're talking about spiritual adjustments. We are in Nigeria, so we can say adjustments. Hallelujah. Spiritual adjustments. Very, very important. Amen. And we took our scripture from James 1, isn't it? James 1, 22 said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1, 22. But be ye doers of the word. And so what it's saying is that when you come into a group of people, or you enter into a church, or you are talking to a group of people, he said, always you will find there are two categories of people. There are those who are doers of the word, and then there are those who are hearers only. Listen, hearers only. The interesting thing is that before you can become a doer, you must also be a hearer. Because how are they going to? Romans 10:14 says, are they going to believe if they do not hear? So you must hear before you can do. But there are people who hear, and that is all they do. All they do is to hear. And they are not doers. And so when you do, you are like that, you deceive yourself. So now he begins to explain in 23. And says, for if any be a hearer of the word, but and not a doer, then he begins to describe what you are like. He said he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And I said the glass there is old English for mirror. He said he is like a man beholding his own natural face in a mirror. In a mirror. Then 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. What he's saying is that when you stand in your house and you look before you come out, most of us, if not all of us, will stand before the mirror. Today you did that before you came to church. You will stand. And why are you standing before the mirror? To do some adjustments. To do some adjustments. Because when you stand before the mirror, you will see that, oh no, the belt is not working. Or you don't even have the belt on. It is not when you come out and then they say, oh, today you are the one who is going to give us an important speech. Then that's when you we are holding. We say, oh, why? You say, I forgot my belt. So your trouser is falling off to expose your boxes. Oh, in an important place. It means you didn't do the necessary adjustments. So when do you do that? You don't do the adjustment in public. No. It's not in public that you do it. In the privacy of your home, between you and the mirror, here is the mirror, here is you. That's when you do the adjustment. You don't do the adjustment in public, you do it right there in the privacy of your home. That is when you do the adjustment. Hallelujah. Amen. When you do the adjustment, then you come out. And sometimes, some of you, when you come out, that's when the compliments begin. Oh, what a nice shirt! Hey, your white shirt is really white. And so, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, your hair suits you. And we say, yes, yes. Oh, where do you do it? You're turning. Because you've done adjustments very well. Hallelujah. So he's saying that if you will look into the mirror as a man and see the physical body, he says there is another mirror. Another mirror. When you look into that mirror, you don't see your physical self. You see your spirit. You see your spirit. Hallelujah. You see your spirit in that mirror. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. He said, and continue. Now, the 24 talks about the forgetful. He said, you forget. They forget what they've read. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. And so we need to do the spiritual adjustments. How many of us are going to do it? Oh, you are just. Hey, there is a man, a comedian. My husband saw him somewhere and decided that it's related to me. Oh. Hallelujah. No. So you see the reason for this adjustment is because what really happens to a man when he's born again, a lot of people do not know. What they think is that, oh, I have changed. So what changed? Oh, I have become better. No. The man without Christ is a dead man. Dead man. But how can he be dead? He's talking. Adam was dead and he was talking. And he was even not even talking, but arguing with God. Because Adam was not created as a sinner. Sin is a foreign thing. Oh. Do you know? Sin is a foreign thing. It's a foreigner. So in fact, the Bible is not about sin. No. Sin rather is a foreigner. Man came as a perfect being. And then we opened the door. And sin came in. When you go to Rome, say, and sin came in. Sin was not the original thing. sin came to meet us. Hallelujah. So Adam was perfect. And then when he sinned, sin came in. And when sin came in, Satan's nature also came in. So Satan's nature contaminated his spirit and made him made him dead. So he became a dead man and produced dead men. And they also produced dead men. And every dead man produced a dead man. And that is when we came in as dead people. Do you understand? So spirits were dead. And then Jesus came, paid the price so that he could take on our death and give us his life. Hallelujah. Divine exchange. Yes, divine exchange. And then when he died and gave us his life, now we became live alive. So what happens is that your spirit is now just like Jesus. I'm telling you, you ought to believe this. And that's why yesterday I quoted Ephesians 5:30 for you. And said that we are bone of flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. For we are all members of his body, he says. Of his bones, of his flesh and of his bones. So truly we became like Christ. Your spirit is perfect like Christ. Exactly like him. But it's just that this perfect thing is now living in a soul and a body that is not perfect, that is not changed. And that is why Romans 12 says that you have to renew your mind. Mind alteration. Mind. So it's like the here is the spirit, here is the soul, and here is the body. And the soul is standing in between the spirit and the body. And any one of them who is able to convince the soul will go along with him. And when the soul goes along with the spirit, it means that it's two against one. The body will have to obey. And if the soul goes along with the body, it means two against one. The spirit will have to obey. So it can be a mighty man of God, whatever. But if your soul agrees with your flesh, you are in trouble. You will do what the unbeliever would do. Yes. So that is why there must be an alteration for the middle man. You must alter him. If you are not able to alter him, he will control you and lead you astray. Oh, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody understanding what has happened to you? When you become born again, your spirit is changed, but the soul and the body are the same. And you must alter it. You must renew it. You must give it the word. So the only way to alter is through the word of God. Hallelujah. You have to put the mirror before it. Put the mirror before. And when you put the mirror, who are you going to see? You are going to see your spirit. And when you look, this one will surprise you, shock you. Is that you see that your spirit is Jesus. It's like Christ. It will surprise you. So when you open it, then you begin to read. And begin to see all that he's saying. You begin to wonder, why is he saying that about me? Huh? He says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, listen to God. Talking to ex-murderers, that you are the righteousness of God. Talking to ex-fornicators, that you are the righteous. Not that God has made you right. No, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you look at what the mirror is showing you and say, no, it's not true. A lot of people are stuck there. Stuck there. Can never agree with what God's word says. Every day because of the soul. Because of the soul. They look at the mirror, see Jesus, say, no. But when I look at my soul, no. I cannot believe it. And because of that, we can't move forward. But you have to agree with what he says. When he says you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you say, praise God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When he says, as he is, so are we in this world. Say, oh, thank God. As he, so, when you are reading this, then you begin to make the adjustments. That now I'm righteous. I can't live like how I used to live. Now I'm just like Christ. I can't live like how I used to live. That is when we begin to see growth. Hallelujah! Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Oh, are you understanding? If you don't make the adjustment, you will be in it for years. We will preach, you will hear, and hear, and wonder what is happening. 5 years ago, when Bishop was here, that problem, you remember you had. Now, this year, 2017, we are solving the same thing. And it's like, ah, but what happened? But we've been here 5 years, so you have you not heard us preach? Oh no, the person has heard, but is not making the spiritual adjustments. Are we going to make them the spiritual adjustments? Or is somebody here going to do it? Is somebody here going to do it? Amen. And so we were looking at the disciples and realized that, oh, they are not different from us at all. Not different at all. Because Jesus began to talk to them. Speak to them. As for they had him here physically on earth. And he was talking to them. I am going to suffer. I am going to die. But on the third day, I'll rise again. Matthew 16. You can see Matthew 16, he told them. Matthew 17, he told them. And it did not say it in parables. He said it openly. He told them that I'm going to die. 16:21. And then the following day, 6 days later, in Galilee, he said to them, 17:22 and 23. He says, from that time forth, Jesus began to shew unto his disciples how that he must go in unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. And this one, you cannot miss it. He said it so openly. He said, he began to tell them. So he was kept telling them continually, told them, I am going to suffer. I am many things of the elders, chief priests, and scribes. Even described those who are going to be his killers. And he said, I'll be killed. Yes. And then on the third day, I'll rise again. So Matthew 17 again. So that's 6 days after he told them this. And while they are boarding Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. Again, he told them. Then 23, and they shall kill him. Kill is kill. And the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. So they even felt sad as he was describing what was going to happen to him. And yet, when they heard the word, they made no spiritual adjustments. They did not. So when it started happening, what happened to them? They began to run for fear. They scattered. They fled. Even Peter, who was the oga kwata 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 in the place, he himself denied Jesus 3 times before a little girl. I don't know him. Began to swear. Can you imagine swearing? I don't know him anywhere. Why? Because they had heard the word, but didn't make spiritual adjustments. Not only that, he said, I will die. And so that's why I told you yesterday that when you don't know the word, you also don't sing the word. Yes. Because when we come to, can you imagine? Jesus has died. They could have done a song. He is dead. He is dead and gone forever. He is dead and gone forever. And then they would even get, bye-bye, Jesus, bye-bye. Then the treble, bye-bye. Then it, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Cora, hey, big time. They were singing. And if you told them, but the word says, then you that's when you hear. But you don't understand. We are being very practical. This one, he died. Can't you see? Even science will show you. That when the body die, person dies, this is what happens. He is dead. Huh. I see a change in your life. Because, you know, singing is also a confession you are making. Do you know that? It's a confession. So, it is important that what you say, should be commensurate or should agree with the word of God. Because Christianity is a religion of saying. True. Romans 10. He says, if a man will believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. With the heart a man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the more we sing, bye-bye Jesus, bye-bye, we love you, but you are now dead. Bye-bye, Jesus. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. You see, when we do those things, you will think, oh, it doesn't matter. It matters. It's you have no idea how much it's affecting you. You have no idea. Yes, because you are doing, as I said, Ababa said, you are going backwards. You don't know. And you wonder why. But immediately you begin to sing the word. And look, do you know what would have happened? Peter Thames could have made a song about Jesus rising on the third day and could have filled all of Jerusalem with their song. Oh my God. He's rising on the third day. This is the second day we're waiting for tomorrow. Then when it's on the third day, Pontius Pilate himself would have been the one to run out of town. It was not the disciples who were going to get huddled in a corner and try and hide from the people. No, they would have made a song. This morning, as the day is breaking, he's risen. Pilate is sleeping and he hears, he's risen. He's risen. He's risen. The man will rise up. He will run away. He will run away. You see, so the word is supposed to make us rule. But unfortunately, I don't know why we let down the mirror and then we'd rather go the soulish way. So much of the songs are soulish. So much of our confessions are soulish. So many things we do are soulish. So many of them. So many of them. Huh. They should have been singing. He's risen. They should have been filled Jerusalem with their song. They should have filled Jerusalem with their song. But rather, they were rather afraid and hiding and perplexed and sorry. Hallelujah! Oh, is somebody being blessed this afternoon? Are you understanding? Oh, it's a very complex preaching. Very, very simple. Hallelujah! Is it simple? Simple, simple. Huh. And then, here they are. So, in Luke 24, the following day. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they, that's the women, including Joanna and all that, came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared. The women were so kind, they were going to spice up Jesus. They had prepared the spices. Can you imagine them pounding the spices? And getting ready to say, oh, we will do this, we will do that. And they waste all their time. I think that Satan enjoys it when he sees us wasting our time over nothing. Over nothing. They say they are coming for choir rehearsal. They're coming to sing bye-bye Jesus. He'll be so happy. He'll be so happy. And these women are also, women's group are also doing their best. And what is their best? Pounding spices and getting it ready to go and spice up the body of Jesus. And certain others with them. And then he says, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And what happened? And they entered in and found out the body of the Lord. So they were going to look for the body. He says, I'll rise again. And they went to look for the body. And then what happened? And it came to pass, as they were much what? Perplexed, confused. Where is the body? Where is the body? Thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Listen, this is a sad part. As they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, the men, angels, now said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Angels were now questioning men. Listen, the gospel is not for angels to preach. The gospel is for men to preach. We are supposed to say, he is risen. We are. Can you imagine if Peter Thames were bold that day and were doing what my guy, my reverend in that place was doing with the cutlass, doing on the road. He is risen. He is risen. What a powerful proclamation. What a powerful and as you're doing that, you will see the results. Powerful results will be happening. And you're wondering, what is it? It's nothing but God is confirming his word with signs and wonders. Hallelujah. So here were the angels now asking, questioning men. questioning men. We, the believers, are supposed to judge angels. In fact, Bible says that we are supposed to teach principalities. Principalities. We are supposed to, they are supposed to take their books and stand by us and be writing notes. I'm telling you, when you are praying, angels should be writing notes about you. Yes. Because you are praying up, oh God, maybe I don't know whether you hear me or not. Because when I speak to you, I don't hear anything. I don't know whether you hear me. Some people, your prayer is not prayer. It's arguing with God. It's fighting with God. And he's not the one who is doing what is. He is not the one. He is not the one. He is not the one. And yet we are fighting with God. And the angels are standing by and saying, what are they saying? He said, what are they saying? So these people, what are they saying? They also can't understand. Just as they could not understand. And say, why? They were asking, why? I'm telling some of you, when we pray, angels come and stand there and they talk to each other. Why? Why is she saying this? Why is she saying this? And Lord, you know that as for me, I'm not worthy. And then they will say, but who says anybody is worthy? He said, but who says anybody is worthy? No one is worthy. Only one person is worthy. And that is Jesus Christ. And we go. We have boldness to enter into the throne of grace because of him. We do not go in our own. We go because he has made a way. Not that he has made a way. He is the way. It's in Christianity that the way, the truth, and the life is a person. Only in Christianity. Only in Christianity. Only in Christianity. It's only in Christianity that when we say, shall we pray? We say, bow down your heads and pray. Why? So you can talk to God from here. He is not easy. Bow down your head. Look at him there. Hallelujah! So now angels were questioning men. Why? Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you looking for him? Then the next verse, they said, he is not here, but is risen. So this was supposed to be Peter's song. He is not here, but is risen. Then they tell men, remember. 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 Remember how he spake unto you. You see? That then you come to where you know that this is our problem. He spoke to you. Hallelujah. Somebody is here. Hallelujah. He said, remember how he spoke to you. Now you see, then you realize why people do not understand what we are doing. Because some people think that God's word is like anything. But when you read Psalm 89, verse 35, he says that, but my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing which has gone out of my lips. Now, is it not interesting? Because as for God, every word he says is a vow. To him, every word is a vow. My covenant will I not break. Hallelujah. Nor alter the thing. Let me look if I got it wrong. That's why they can't put it up. Hallelujah. 89:34. Oh, when I said 35. So you should have just looked at 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing. And look at the way God puts it. He's not saying the things I've said. No. He said the thing. One word of God. One word of God can change everything. Hallelujah! To him, every word is a vow. So when Jesus said, I will suffer, it was a vow. I will die, it was a vow. I will rise again, it was a vow. When the Bible says, by whose stripes you were healed, it's a vow. When God says, you shall not die, but live to declare the words of God, it's a vow. Hey, when God says, he took on your poverty so that you become rich, it's a vow. Everything he has said in this word is a vow. But the men did not understand that this mirror that I've gone for, it's a vow. And that everything I see, God means it. Hallelujah. So here they are, perplexed and did not know. And the angels were now questioning them. He said, now remember, remember. And the following verse says that then they remembered what he has. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. And we read what happened in Galilee in Matthew 17, isn't it? 22 and there. Saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. And the third day, rise again. Now, these women heard. Then he says, they remembered. And they remembered his word. Oh, that will not be your story. You will remember his word before anything happens. We will be doers of the word, not hearers only. We will not be forgetful hearers. No, we will hear the word and we will do it. We will make the spiritual adjustment. That is, you see, if they had done the adjustment, this story would have been a wonderful story. They would have told how Pilate ran away, how they were making noise, and now on the third day there was a carnival. Oh, it would have been a different story altogether. Now, here, the women now who had seen it, you see, so that's the problem. They ran to Peter them and told Peter, "Hey, he is risen." Bible says the same place. He said, and the women sounded to them like idle talk. Yes, yes. When they heard the women talking, they said, these women, it's like silly talk, idle talk. That's how. In the same chapter, Luke 24, you will see it there. The women sounded as if they were talking, idle talk. Ah, if you are a forgetful hearer or you are just a hearer, you make that adjustment. You say, oh. I said, oh, look, in this relationship, keep yourself holy. Yeah. Then you look at, Pastor, you are married, that's why. You are married. You are married, that's why. Idle talk. He said, now those times you can talk about now in our modern world where even little children can swipe iPads. Hey, what are you talking about? And their words seem to them as idle tales. Not even talk, tales. And they believe them not. Huh. And then after that, Peter himself ran. He ran to the tomb. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre. And stooping down, he beheld. So he saw. And then wondering in himself. Wondering, what is this that we are seeing? What? Not that he said, I now remember what the word of God says. Because the word of God says. Look, let me tell you, the most powerful Christian is the one who is doing it because the Bible says so. I'm telling you. Because the Bible. I said, that will be your story. Oh, are you hearing me? You'll be doing it because the Bible says so. That is the most powerful. I am doing it because the Bible says so. The Bible says so. Because the Bible says so. Hallelujah. Because the word says so, that is the most powerful thing. When you get to that stage, you should be rejoicing. Because you are doing it because the Bible says so. Yeah, I have the pain. The pain is there. But I believe his word. Hallelujah. I believe that surely he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes, we are healed. I believe in that. Isaiah 53. That's why I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Is this simple enough to understand what I'm saying? So now they didn't make the spiritual adjustments. This thing was dribbling them. The women have come to tell you, even to confirm the word. They say, no. Idle tales. He himself went, saw it, said, what is happening now? And then two of them, Clopas and then another one, now this, were going to a village in Emmaus. And they were talking. And Jesus came by. Jesus saw what was happening. He said, these people, I have to take them through New Believer School. They must go through New Believer School. So it is not, this was time to do Bible studies with them. The Bible study that was going to change their lives forever. Bible study that was going to open up the scriptures so that these people will not struggle again. After all, they were going to start a worldwide ministry. And you cannot go and start a worldwide ministry with idle tales and being perplexed and wondering what is happening. You cannot go and start. So I have to sit those guys down and open the word. Here you are with your Bible. I have my Bible. And then we have to look through it. Amen. And I remember I heard a story. He said, hey, this church, if you want to be invited again, don't come and do 10 to 10 to 10 to. You know 10 to 10 to. Open to, open to, open to. Turn to, turn to. They don't like turn to, turn to. What they like is, hey, I can see. I can see. I see that thing. But any I see that is a contradiction of the word, we have to throw away the I see. That vision. So somebody has given you a vision, you are haunted, you don't know what, you are not sleeping. No. That is not of God. Look into the scriptures. That's why he said, search the scriptures. Search it. Investigate the scriptures. John 5:39. Investigate the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they that testify of me. Hallelujah. So, now, they were on the way. 2 miles. Jesus met them. And then Jesus said to them, what is it that is taking up? You are just communing. You are talking. What's up? Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Don't you know that this thing had happened? Then they said, the next verse, 19. And he said, the one before. Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which, right, that's what it amazes me, which was, is when somebody died, the late Jesus, yes, when the person was, is it not because the person is dead, who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God, and all the people, and we thought, 20, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. 21. But we trusted. We thought that it had been he who should have redeemed Israel. We thought he's the one who was coming to redeem Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. So the third day has even come. It's over. It's over. So this is the way they were thinking. This is the way they were thinking. Now, Jesus had to do something to them. What did he do? He said to them, oh, fools! Fools! And slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Verse 25. Then 26 said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things? Shouldn't he? He said, the scripture said, he would die. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and then to enter into his glory? Then from verse 27, then he opened the scriptures. And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Hallelujah! Amen. So this was the first Bible study they had. Beginning, he began to expound to them. He said, look at Genesis. Jesus began to explain to them. Said, Genesis, I am there. When God said, let there be light. Was the sun created? They said, no. Said, if the sun was not created, then which light came? Said, I am the light of the world. So that was me. Genesis chapter 1, I am there strongly. Hallelujah. Then he went to chapter 2. So he, beginning from Moses. Moses, the one who wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. So beginning from there, and the law, and the prophets, and all the scriptures. So he went to Lamentation, he went to Nehemiah, he went to Ezra, he went to Malachi. Because then, when Jesus was speaking, Gospels and the epistles were not written. So all that he was referring to was from Genesis to Malachi. So he said, in all these scriptures, all that you see is me there. I am the center of it all. I am the one. Hallelujah. Yeah. What was he trying to tell them? He was saying, you are going to preach. And I know that sometimes when you read David and Goliath, you get excited. And then you come and say, hey, church, I have something to tell you about David and Goliath. And the whole, everybody is, hey. But what is David and Goliath? Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. How Jesus defeated death, defeated cancer, defeated leukemia,
defeated poverty. Ha! How Jesus defeated it all. The giants. Any giants that you have. Now let me tell you, it's not that he will. Jesus has already defeated it. He's done it already. So I say, these are the things that the angels love to hear. That a man will stand before God. I say, Father, I don't know why this thing is happening here. No. I will not let it happen. Why? Because Jesus has already dealt with it. Then you begin to quote. Ah! I think that sometimes the Holy Spirit gets excited when he hears some people pray. Like, that is it. And you see that he's walking around and say, oh, God here. Our God in this one understands. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Now how can a man stand up and witches are going to gather in Nigeria and he says that they cannot gather. I say, oh, they'll gather. So even if God himself comes down, we will gather. Then one man just stands up and say, God doesn't need to come down. I am here. I see you saying that because of what you understand out of the scripture. Hallelujah. Hey. You are. He says of his flesh and of his bones. Now, when he comes, we are going through it. You will see it. He will tell them, touch me. For no spirit has got flesh and bones. Right now, there is a man, a born again man, seated in heaven. God has become eternal. He can never change. Up to where eternally, Jesus will get flesh. He will get bones like you and I. Forever, God has become a man. Oh. Representing men. Hey. That's why I said we have a great mediator. Hallelujah. He is there with his flesh, with his bones, representing you. It's so. I say, if we knew what has happened there, hey, we would see little children, just the word, and we will be amazed. But I believe that time is coming. All these saved people who are hearing the word, you see them rising up. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! So began to speak things concerning himself out of the scriptures. He said, okay, now he gave them bread. Oh, the eyes were open. Said, this is Jesus. He vanished. They said, we won't sleep. We are going back. Went to the 11 to tell them, hey, we've seen him all. We've seen him. The women, it was not idle tales. It's true. We've seen him. Maybe when the men spoke, they believed more. Because you know sometimes the way the women will come and say the thing, we exaggerate a little too. So you see, and say, hey, what happened? Hey. Sometimes I don't watch Nigerian movies, but there are some of them, when I see them, I have to stop and watch them. Hey, then look. Mm-hmm. Hello, then. Oh, hallelujah! So Peter them, they thought the women were doing the things. So, leave them, these women. Leave these women. They don't know what they are saying. So when the men came, okay, these ones, they are not acting according to emotion. Then it looks like this Jesus is really risen. And then now Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace. Peace. From now, your life will be peaceful. Oh, are you hearing me? In Christianity, peace is a personal. Peace is a person. Prince of Peace is a person. Joy is a person. Strength is a person. Grace is a person. I'm telling you, the things we have hoarded here is too much. It's too much. Hallelujah. Peace be unto you. And then, they were frightened.
Look at them again, displaying. You won't adjust. You didn't adjust when he told you. The angels have said you won't adjust. Women have come to say you won't adjust. Ah, they were terrified and frightened. And suppose that they had seen a spirit. Now Jesus said, no, I'm not a spirit, though. I am flesh and bones. As for my blood, you know, it's flesh, blood, and bones. I poured out my blood for the sacrifice. I don't have the blood now. I have flesh and bones. So he said, handle me, my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. These are men who just love what they see. They walk by sight. Seeing is believing. In Christianity, it's not seeing is believing. Oh. Believing is seeing. It's not seeing is believing. Because there are things we can't see, but they are real. Hey, have you seen your brain before? But you have brains. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And in our world, even in fact, it's in our world that we should believe. Rather, witches and wizards are using the technology in our world to advance, and we are not. I don't see why. Because we should see that in our world, now I'm here and I'm preaching here in Lagos, but so many people are watching all over the world. By some small something that we call a phone, people can watch everywhere. Facebook, just watch everywhere. So you should know that you too, when you stand in your room or when you are driving and you are praying, those prayers are not for nothing. They are not for nothing. They are crisscrossing. Hallelujah. I remember I had a call from somebody and the person said, my mother is depressed. I said, okay, give her the phone. Let me pray for her. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then I said, hello. I couldn't hear the person saying amen again. Said, oh, why? Then I heard said, mommy fell down when you were praying. That's it. Now, I remember I had a call from South Africa. I said, look, let her be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Lay hands on her. Said, oh, no. I said, look, give her the phone and let me pray for her. Immediately she received. I said, receive the Holy Spirit. But she was talking in tongues over the phone. Yes. It is real. It is real. One of our members here had been for years struggling to receive the Holy Spirit. It was when we went to Port Harcourt, they told us what happened. They said he put in my podcast. As he was listening to my message, suddenly something entered into him and began to speak in tongues. Ah, I'm like my father, isn't it? Yeah, from now on you can teach. When he heard it in Zoom, from now on you can teach. It's happening too. Amen. So we should know that if one little phone that you can hold like this, you can go everywhere in the world. You have your phone, then you begin to BBC. They will show you what this, everywhere. You are everywhere at the same time. Because you can switch to Switzerland, you can switch to, go everywhere with just one little box, small thing. Then you, when you say, in the name of Jesus, whatever you ask my Father in my name, I will do it for you. Be confident in this word. Hallelujah! Be confident. So now he said, here, you don't have, you people, you want to see before you believe. So here, I brought you my body and my bones. Touch it and see. And then what happened? He now began, 44, he now began to teach them. The second Bible study is happening. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. Remember, as I told you those times, it was law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms. What? Concerning me. So it means when I pick the prophets, when I pick Moses, when I pick the Psalms, what am I going to see? Jesus. Oh, are you here? I said, when I pick the Psalms, when I pick the prophets, when I pick the law of Moses, what am I going to see? Jesus. It's Jesus. It's all about him. It's all about him. It's Jesus. I must interpret it in the light of Jesus and his finished work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I see Father Abraham,
it's not Abraham. No. It's not the story about Abraham. We have the historical facts, yes. But that is not it. The revelatory one is what I'm saying. Is that it's about Jesus. You should see Jesus and him see the whole world will be blessed. Hallelujah! And in the Psalms concerning me, they were going out into the world. And he said, please, you cannot go into the world with this idle tales. You must go knowing that it is about me. It's about me. Hallelujah. And so today, I'm just reading something and then we close, we finish. When he said this to them, now they began a worldwide ministry. When you look into Acts of the Apostles, when you go home, go and do that. Look at every preaching in Acts of the Apostles. Every one of them, it was about Jesus. No wonder they got the results that they were looking. Yes, we wonder, say 3,000 were saved, were added to the church. And we're saying, no, it was what they were saying. What they were saying. Because they had, remember, at that time, they didn't have the Gospels. They didn't have the epistles. So what were they using? They were using the law of Moses, they were using the prophets, and they were using the Psalms. And yet, they were talking about Jesus. They were talking about Jesus. And that's why God confirmed the word. Anytime you're preaching and you talk about Jesus, he confirms the word. It's not about David and Goliath. It's not about Abraham. It's not about Saul. It's not about David. It's about Jesus. Now remember, when Jesus was talking about this, he was not physically present when Moses wrote Genesis. He was not there. Lamentations, he was not there. Nehemiah, he was not there. So how are you going to see Jesus? Three simple ways. You are going to see him through the promises. Promises. When you go, you look out for the promises. This is how you are going to study the Old Testament. You are going to look for the promises. Then number two, there will be symbolic representation of me there. You won't see me physically present. You will not see me physically. But you will see there are some things there that are symbols of me. And if your eyes are opened, you will see. Hallelujah. Amen. Symbolic representation like what? Let there be light. And there was light. That was Jesus. The light. He is the light of the world. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. Hallelujah. Amen. So symbolic promises. The promises. You will see him in there. Symbolic representations. You will see him there. Oh, hallelujah! So now, let's go to Acts chapter 2 and then we'll finish. So, here was Peter's first opportunity to preach the word. What is he going to say? Is he going to talk about Joel and say, you know, Joel, the prophet, give some historical background about Joel, give something about David, and then finish. No! He had to use Joel, he had to use David to talk about Jesus. So let's go to Acts chapter 2. Verse 14. Good. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is by the third hour of the day. Yes? But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. So he began to speak about Joel. And when he was speaking about Joel, he was speaking about Joel in the light of Christ. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. So he said,
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Somebody will say, immediately say that, then you begin to say, and God is going to judge you because the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. God is going to judge the world. That's how somebody will preach. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. They are not written. You can't read, don't read them like how the Old Testament people will read it. He didn't do that there. Then 21, he says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's why Bishop this morning was saying that God told him, I'm called you to give hope to the people. That is it. That is it. So when the man spoke all these scriptures, then he says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Then 22, he says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. So Joel said these things. He said it is because Jesus is the one who did it. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. He says, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding. You see, this is it. He was saying this is the way. And you will see how they even develop in the preachings when you read Acts. Because as you're going to, when we finish this, we will just go to the last chapter in Acts. And then we'll look at what Paul also did. You can see that everything they taught, everything was about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Amen. He said, whom God has raised up. I'm telling you, the gospel is no gospel until these things are seen in them. Oh, these are the things that changes. These are the things that works on men. And God has given us the key. And we've thrown away the key. I'm not saying you, but me. I've seen it. I can't. If I check through my preachings, I don't know. But I'm sure that for years, it was not about Jesus. It was not about Jesus. I know. It was not about Jesus. Whom God has raised, having lost the pain of God's earnest verse. For David. David did what? So David, all the things David was saying, wasn't about him. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall know it was about Jesus. It means, who is man that thou art mindful of him? It's not about you. It's about Jesus. Hey! He said, David speaketh concerning him. You can say, Abraham speaketh concerning him. You can say, Moses speaketh concerning him. Hey guys, speak, everybody was speaking concerning him. Oh, hallelujah. He is the center. He is the center. He is showing us how we should do our Bible studies. He is showing us how we should do our quiet time. And immediately you approach the word like this. You make the adjustment there. Like today, for me, I have made that adjustment in my heart that immediately I pick the Bible, who am I going to see there? Jesus. So if I have quiet time notes, then notes, they must be full of Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is how to adjust though. If you don't adjust now and you wait, then you go into public and rather you want to adjust there. You'll be disgraced. The adjustment is done when you are looking at the mirror. Push this here. Move that down here. Turn this one. Oh, I've turned my dress inside out. That is the way to do it there. So immediately I hear a word like this, I
said, oh, from today, that is over. Everything I see in the scriptures is about Jesus. Everything. And I make a conscious effort. This is what I'm going to see. This is what I'm going to do. That is when you see results. If you don't do adjustments, I'm telling you, you will hear and hear and hear and hear and be a forgetful hearer. And you will be doing what the disciples were doing. Not ready at all. All that the word says, you are not ready for them. Ah, but I see that somebody here is getting ready. Oh, I say, I see that somebody here is getting ready. I see that somebody here is making spiritual adjustments. I said, somebody here, your quiet time is changing. Oh, I saw somebody here who is writing songs. Your songs are changing. Song is not about marriage, it's not about beauty pageant, it's not about economy, it's not about money, it's not about sex, it's not about, it is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I thank God for showing me this, because I say to myself, hey, you can really preach and preach and preach all your lifetime and go to heaven, and when the marking scheme comes, they said, don't you know that the whole scriptures, it has only one message? It is not a dual message. It's not Jesus and something else. There is nothing like that. It's Jesus. Where is the Jesus in your? And then you are standing there. Oh, and then you are scratching your head. Thank God. Now we know. Now we know. And we are making that adjustment. Oh, wherever you are that you hear me, I say, God says you are able to make that adjustment. We are making that adjustment today in the name of Jesus. That it's all about Him. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. He is the center of the scriptures. He is the message of the scriptures. And that's why He said to them in John 5:39, that He said, search the scriptures. Investigate the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. Say, and they are they. And they are they which testify of me. You see, the they here, he's repeated they are they. So the first day is talking about individually, when you take the scriptures one book at a time, or one chapter at a time, or one verse at a time. He said, they is about Jesus. When you put all of them together and they become they too, it's about Jesus. Oh, they testify. So you can't you see? Abraham could never say the scriptures testify of me. Nobody has ever been able to say that. No one dare says that. No one. Only Jesus can say that. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. So the scriptures, they testify of me. Hallelujah. Oh Father, thank you. We are going to live like that. Live in your word like that. Live in your word. Approach your word to see Jesus. We approach every scripture to see Jesus. Every chapter to see Jesus. Every verse to see Jesus. Hallelujah! And you see, that is the thing about the word of God. That sometimes when you begin, you might say, okay, today you do it, tomorrow, then 1 week later, say, what have I? I can't see any difference. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. You are like a pregnant woman. A woman gets up from the bed with a man, she doesn't know she's pregnant. She can even go and be exercising. And she doesn't know. Give her some time. Give her some time. These things, you have to do it with time. As you read the scriptures, you're looking for Jesus. Looking for Him in the promises. Looking for Him in the symbolic represent. Looking for Him. One day, you will hit the jackpot. Hallelujah! I see somebody hitting the jackpot here. Oh! I see somebody hitting the jackpot here. That which turns a man's life around, I'm telling you, is seeing Jesus. Oh, help me, sir. Come and help me. Jesus, you're the center of it all. You are the center of it all. You are the center of it all. And this afternoon, we are making the spiritual adjustments. That we will see you. We will see you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes. The center of it all.
Oh, come on, let's sing it together. Yes. Jesus, I'm the center of it all. From beginning to the end, come on.
From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
I'm the center of it all.
Oh, sing to him. Sing to him. Sing to him. Come on.
Jesus, I'm the center of it all.
From beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end.
Oh,
it'll always be. It's always been you, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus, nothing else matters.
Oh, nothing, come on.
Nothing in this world will do.
Oh, cause Jesus, you are the center, come on.
Jesus, you're the center.
Everything, come on.
Everything revolves around you.
Oh, cause Jesus,
you are the center of it all.
Now, I said that I will show you something. Go to Acts chapter 28, the last verse, I think 39. And let's look at Paul's life. Look at what happened to him. That's the last chapter and the last verse. Please, let's read it together. Acts 28:31. What is it in? No, go to 30, so we know that it is Paul. Okay, good. Let's read it together. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him. Doing what? Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching which. That's it. So you see, all of them obeyed. All of them obeyed. I said, if we begin to do this, the results we are going to get, it will blow our minds. They all obeyed. This is what Jesus said they should do. He said, this is the key. Teach about me. When you pick the scriptures, teach about me. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord. Look at how many times you met the concern the Lord Jesus. From Luke 26, 27, concerning him. Then we came to 44, concerning him. Paul 2, concerning him. Hey, it's all about him. It's all about him. I said, it's all about him. There is only one message of the scriptures. What is it? Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your hands to this Jesus and worship him. Come on, let's sing Jesus at the center of it all. Come on.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Oh, Jesus at the center. Come on.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Hey,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the center of it all.
Every scripture from Genesis chapter 1, come on.
Jesus, the center of it all.
Oh, it cannot hold if you take him out.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
Nothing in this world.
Nothing in this world will do.
Nothing, not the money, not prestige, nothing. Come on.
Because Jesus, you're the center.
Everything in Genesis, everything in Exodus, everything, everything in heaven, on earth.
Jesus, you are the center of it all.
Let's sing again. Jesus are the center of it all. Come on.
Jesus are the center of it all.
Oh, you are the center in it, Lord.
Jesus are the center of it all.
Oh, from beginning to the end, come on.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do.
Hey,
'cause Jesus, you're the center.
Everything revolves.
Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you are the center of it all.
From my heart to the heavens, come on.
From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
It's all about, it's all about,
it's all about,
it's all about it.
Yes, it's all about.
From my heart, from my heart, from my heart,
from my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about.
From my heart,
from my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the same.
It's all about you.
It's all about
you. Come on, from my heart, from my heart, from my heart,
from my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the same.
It's all about you, yes.
It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You see, the world was made by Him. God created all things. The human body, He designed it. Everything in this world, He did it. And if the one who did it all comes to you and say, Jesus is the center, it's because He knows how the building is. And that's why He's saying the center. It's like you as you go around, you see a woman and then you see a thread hanging here. Go and pull the thread. You'll be disgraced. Sometimes it's holding so many things. You pull it and the whole dress comes apart. So why didn't you tell me that you were pulling it? And the thing is mine. I know I've held it together. Yes, it's the center. And you have gone to pull it. So that is how many of us, we are living our lives. He says this is the center. Then we think it's a joke. But without Him being the center, my God, you would do you can't do. You would do It's about Him. You see, Christianity is about a person. It's about Him. You talk, He hears you. He talks back, you hear Him. Oh, about you, yes, it's all about, from my heart, our hearts are held together by Jesus.
Jesus be the same.
It's all about,
it's all about,
it's all about you.
It's all about,
yes, it's all about, from my heart, come on, from my heart
to the Jesus be the same.
Yes, Lord. It's all about, it's all about you.
It's all about.
Today we're going to do something very special. We have accepted him as Lord and personal Savior. But many of us, he's not the center. Today you're going to confess him as the center of your life. You're going to confess him as the center of the scriptures. You're going to confess him as the center of your ministry. You're going to confess him as the center of your church. You're going to confess him as the center of your group. You're going to confess him as the center of your marriage. You're going to confess him as the center of your children. You're going to confess him as the center of everything for you. You're making that spiritual adjustment for the rest of your life. Jesus, you are the center. You are the center of my job. Center of my job. It means that he's the senior partner. He's the one who is going to prompt you and tell you, do it this way, do it that way. This one, don't take it. This one, add this one. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will tell you, no, don't employ this one. No, take this one out. Yes, add this one. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will tell you, yes, do this, do that. He will lead you. He is a person, a living being. Open your mouth and begin to talk to him. You are the center. Make him the center of your life. Make him the center of your relationship. Oh, you are the center, Jesus. Yes, 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 you are the center. Don't stand there and look. Don't stand there and look. Open your mouth and talk to him. 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 You are the center, Jesus, of my life. Center of my life. Center of my life. Center of my Bible studies. Center of my Bible studies. Center of our church. Center of our denomination. Center, you are the center. You are the center. You are the center, Jesus. You are the center. Oh, you are the center. Hey, you are the center of our prayer. Because some people, they have made demons the center of your prayer every day. So binding, binding, binding. No time to say hello, Jesus. Hello, Jesus. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Every day I bind, I bind, I bind. When are you going to make him a center of your prayer? Make him a center of your quiet time. He is a center. Yes, he is a center. More than a hundred years to come. He's the center. It's all about him. It's all about him. From beginning, from Genesis to Exodus, Make him the center of your education. in the center of your
relationship.
Yes, 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's life is going to change forever. Today, you are going to take yourself from your family. Listen to me. From your bloodline. Things that happen in the family. You can see it's happened to this, it's happened to that, it's happened. Don't put yourself there. If Jesus is the center of your life, today, you are going to cut off like that. And you are going to redirect your life.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And you're going to say, from today, anything that has followed me, anything that has been in my bloodline, anything that was in generations before I was born, anything that is expected to happen to me, from today, is diverted.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the center of my life now. He's the center of my generation now. He's the center of my bloodline now. He's the center. He's the center right now. I have the natural bloodline, but right now, my bloodline directed towards Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because some people, whatever you do, it's like poverty says, I will never leave your house. Nobody has built anything. Everybody is a drunk. This one, you look at the family, it's like, that is what will happen to you. No. You are in Christ Jesus. Today, you are going to open your mouth. And you are going to speak to all those things. Things that some of you are afraid will happen to you. Speak to them. And tell them, from today, I understand what has happened to me. Jesus is the center of my life. From today, these things will not hold me again. Today is the last day I'm talking about my bloodline. Because from today, my bloodline is Jesus Christ. From today, my generations is in Jesus Christ. From today, everything about my body is in Jesus Christ. Everything that's about my money is in Jesus Christ. Everything that's about my family is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see, that is the way it is. In the spirit realm, what you say, words are very important. Yes. You see, two people walk here. This one has a different name. That one has a different name. When they stand here, Bishop will just open his mouth. He said, from today, I pronounce you man and wife. That is it. It is words. It is words. It is words.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So right now, you are going to say those words. From today, Jesus is the center. So those dreams, you cannot be the center of my life again. You dream, somebody's coming to sleep with you. It must end today.
Amen.
I say it is ending today.
Amen.
You are in Christ Jesus. Miscarriage after miscarriage, it must end today.
Amen.
You yourself, you're going to open your mouth and say, He is the center. Jesus is the center. Death is not the center. Miscarriage is not the center. Evil bloodline is not the center. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Moshe karamasatara diyosheya ya. Hey. The miracles that are happening are already fantastic. I'm telling you. Moshe yeleviya dosi karagadadada. Hey. Yes. Arrows that were seeking you, they cannot find you again. You are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. He is the center of your life. He is the center of your life. Mose ya rekolelele shetara baba. Disappointment is not the center of your life again. This man comes goes away. That man comes goes away. No. From today, that thing is cancelled. It's cancelled. Jesus is the center of your life. He is the center. 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 Yes! He is the center. Disappointment is over. It's over. It's over. Hey, this year you are getting married. Jesus is the center of your life. And he will lead you into the marriage. Yes, he will lead you into the marriage. You will get a good man. Not an evil man who is coming to break your life. Jesus is the center. Jesus is the center. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, 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 yes. Mashayla rada da 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 da. Oh, Rava Atarama Atarama Atarama. Here I am, Rakushere. Yes, 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 Nothing can be married to you. There cannot be any spiritual marriage in your life. Never. Nothing can come and sleep with you again in the night. Never, 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 never. That thing is over. Jesus is the center of your life. Oh Lord, thank you that we are making those adjustments today. And when we adjust, hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. What is in our spirit will pour forth into the natural. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Ma andoro boreya. Say araba ba 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 ba. Roche karaba ba 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 ba. Serada soro de ele ere ale. Oye le 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 le. Oye rebe sora ba 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 ba. Yora ba ba ba. Somebody is receiving a miracle right now. Somebody is receiving a miracle right now. Somebody is receiving a miracle right now. Hey, hey, I hear something that has eluded you for years. Something that has eluded you for years. You have been looking for it for years. God says, I should tell you that he has given it to you. Ah, immediately you make him the center. You make that adjustment. Then everything begins to turn in your favor. Turn in your favor. Yes, koshetarabaha. Oh, miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. No. I see somebody. Something is following your child. I think it's your son. It's your son. Something has been following him. But right now, you are making that adjustment. I tell you, hey, they are turned back. They have turned back. They have turned back. They have no more business with your son. I tell you, they have no more business with your son. You are not going to cry over him. You are not going to have any wahala about him. No trouble about him. Yes, from today the change has come. Yes, from today the change has come. Misotaraniya rahongdeya. Hey, 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 somebody with a hernia. Somebody with a hernia. I don't know if that thing is there. From today, you are free. You are free. You've been healed already. Hernia has not got any power over you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are free. 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 It's no more. It's cancelled. 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 Moshikaraba sataraba. It's cancelled. Matayadaraba. Please bring it. Because when I was praying specifically, the Holy Spirit said, oh, it's happening. The Holy Spirit said to me, direct it, direct it, direct it. And immediately I directed, I saw that. Mashikara masotorona. Today is the end. Today is the end. Today is the end. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Ah, bring it up. The Holy Spirit said, I should pray for your twin also. Masitaya dashie, wherever she is, receive that healing also. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're free. 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 Going down, 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 generations behind. In the name of Jesus, from your grandmother, right now, I say in Jesus' mighty name, it's over. It's over. Holy Spirit, thank you. Masheta ra ba 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 ba. Meye re me onda na 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 hasataya. Oh, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Yes, yes, Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus, yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes,
come, I see something, some marks. Come, come. You're free. Just lift up your hands. Stella, Stella, Jenny. Thank you, Jesus. Mandorobolo Borodia. Yes, yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sing
there
it.
Is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Oh,
to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
There is power.
There is power. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, sing it, sing it, come on. Sing it, sing it, sing it.
In the name
of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
To break every chain, come on.
To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Oh, sing it again, to break every chain.
Every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Do you know that when Jesus shed his blood, that was the day every chain was broken? That was the day every chain was broken. If Satan is holding any chain over your life, it is a broken chain. I'm telling you, it's broken. It has no power over you. I remember when I was about 8 months pregnant, we're coming back from an all night, and our road was dark, and my husband and I were walking. So taxi dropped us when we entered the gate. So it was opening the gate.
then all of a sudden something jumped out of the darkness and said, "Hey!" Immediately I jumped. My husband faced the thing and also said, "Hey!" And do you know, I was so happy. I said, "You are so brave. You are so..." I said, "You don't know, I was more fearful than you." He said, "But because you were carrying the baby, I knew I had to act brave." Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus has collected all the chains. He's collected all of it. Today, experience the freedom that comes in Him. I saw that you were drinking with somebody, a man. And when you turned, the man put something in your drink. But you know, from today, whatever it is that has been done about you, God sets you free. Amen. It's as if something will not let you go. Today, you are not just going, you've flown out of the place. Hallelujah! And your freedom will show. It will show. I said, Jesus, the center, it has clicked. This is what eternally we were made to be, for Him to be the center of it. Bible says, in Him all things consist, all things hold together. For Him, because of Him, and through Him, all things were made. Thank you, Lord. Oh, lift up your hands and begin to thank Him. Break every chain,
to break every chain, to break every chain.
Oh, thank you, the chains are broken. Yes, the chains are broken. Experience. Experience it in your life. Experience it in your life. Bring it out.
To break every chain. To break every chain.
Experience it in your life. Experience. I am speaking to your spirit. Rise up from today and be what God created you to be. Hey, Mashita Asutara Adora Alivia Ataya Sikayandoro Honda Meheti Ayaya Kolobode Masi Ayoroki Atashaya Masi Aranda Matuyorana Masatayandaraba. Thank you, Father. These legs will not walk where they should not. They will not be found where she should not.
To break
Christ
every chain,
Christ
to break
lives here chain, and He's the center of this life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I see four angels turning her and fixing her. I'm telling you, something powerful. Something powerful is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you see, when God is doing for one, it's not just for one, but for all. Yes. Lift up your hands and begin to thank Him for what He has done. For what He has done. For what He has done. Oh, for what He has done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for what You've done. Tell Him, thank You for what You've done.
Thank You for,
what You have done. Thank You for what You have done. Thank You for what You have done. What You have been crying about is things that have been done already. It's in the finished work of Christ. He finished it. And today, as He's the center of your life, it's fixed. It is fixed. Moshitara hasorobodeya.
Thank You, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You,
Jesus. I hear separation. Brajon, come. Separation. Brajon, come. Separation. 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 Lift your hands. Separation. 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 From the story of your father. From the story of your mother. Separation. Separation. There is nothing about them that will haunt you again. In the name of Jesus. From today, see the angels of God working for you and on your behalf. See them. Shitara santeri alero deyada. For He's given His angels charge over you to direct and to guide, to help. Thank You, Lord.
every help you need this year is already provided. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Miracle upon miracle upon miracle. Let me hold your hand. That your right hand. Miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle. Miracles that will surprise you yourself. Miracles that will surprise your family. Miracles as you have never seen before. Thank you, Lord. Because he's giving you a special seat to sit in Lagos. I see it. And not just here, but in Nigeria. I hear Asia, even in Asia. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I don't know what it is, but the Lord says he's giving you the victory. You have the upper hand. You have the upper hand. Thank you, Lord, for faithfulness. All you're going to be doing, continue to make him the center. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for anybody here who needs a financial breakthrough also. All those who collected the envelopes, we join our faith together. And I'm using this river that is flowing through Brother John as a point of contact for all. And I'm saying special miracles, special financial favors. In the name of Jesus, Ify, come and let me pray for you. Come and let me pray for you, Ify. Come. Somebody go and manage so I can pray. Pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
We give you thanks for all you have done.
We are so blessed.
We are so blessed.
Oh,
our souls have been blessed. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
Oh, let's sing it again. We give you thanks. Come on.
Thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh,
we give you thanks.
Fresh wind.
Oh,
fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. Fresh wind. Fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. Into your finances. Into your hospital. Right now. In the name of Jesus. From within. God will raise people. Rise from that place. Amazing story. Amazing story. Amazing story. That a documentary is going to be made about you. An amazing story. An amazing story. Receive it. It's already here. And I declare, as you take Jesus the center, that you'll all fall into place. All fall into place. All fall into place. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this mind-blowing miracle. For the story. Lord, give you praise. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. Come on.
For all you have done.
You have done it already. Come on.
We are so blessed. Our souls are boundless. Oh, Lord. We give you thanks.
Whose babies are these? Whose babies are these? If these babies are for you, just come. Just come for them. Just come for them. I was praying. It was somebody wrote to me on my prophetess page and said, a medical doctor herself, for 10 years, she's not had a child. She's tried everything and said to me, please pray for her. And I prayed for her. Said, I'm standing in. And she said, amen, after the prayer. Later, she wrote to me and said, prophetess, the lady is pregnant. Right now, on my phone, I have a picture of the baby. The baby has come. 14th of February, I received another. He said, please, my baby has also come. When you said receive, I received on behalf of the lady.
But the power of God was too powerful. So much so that it was not only the woman, the doctor who received, but I have also received. So the baby has also come. Hey! Swaziland babies! Hallelujah! So, these are the people whose babies are here. Mommy, I know you're standing in for somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Thank you. So, we are not asking for the babies. The babies are here.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, we are what? Taken. Wherever you are, believe. It's happening. One day I'll be standing here and I will also read your testimony. In fact, I'm asking them to do a compilation of their testimonies so that I will be posting them. Hallelujah! That is our God. Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Oh, yes, yes. Sing it to me. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all you. Yes.
Have done.
Yes. Yes. The hands. See that you're holding the baby. See that you're holding the baby. See that you're holding the baby. You are not going to struggle. You are not going to struggle. Yes, yes, yes. Let's sing it again. Come on. Receive. Receive it all. Receive.
natural conception. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Take it. Take it. Take it. In its fullness. In the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. Take it. Holy Spirit, thank you. 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 Thank you for your power. That's weak. Thank you. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Take it. Take your baby. Take your baby. Take your baby right now. Receive right now, right now, right now. Holy Ghost, yes, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Take it, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. Take it. Yes, Lord, confirm your word with signs and wonders. Confirm your word with signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, your prophetic word stands sure. For Turayo, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done. We give you grace.
Holy Spirit, move me now.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Receive. 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 I see two injections. Two injections. Receive it.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. In the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus. Baby is going well. It's wanted right now. Thank you. By faith. By faith. In the name of Jesus. Send the babies. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Receive. 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 Yes. I'm praying for her sister. Holy Spirit said it's not for her but for her sister. In the name of Jesus, I declare the babies for your sister. In the name of Jesus, I curse fibroids. I curse fibroids. I curse fibroids. She's free from fibroids from today. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Receive. 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 Receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes. More babies. More babies. I hear more babies. Receive it in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Yes. Receive. 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 Thank you, Lord. I declare. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Masotoro di alia sotoro di alia rakababa. Murudus aye eyarama atundoro olarana. Maambi ele eyoroda shitaraba. I cancel any spiritual thing that has been preventing it. In the name of Jesus. I cancel it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cancel it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Spirit, thank you, Lord.
Spirit,
lift up your hands and begin to thank Him for what He's done. 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 Look, the things that are happening here are amazing. I'm telling you that right now I was taken to a cemetery and something that was buried was somebody that is related to one of us is being worked on right now. It is fantastic. What is happening here is fantastic. Believe God. There is nothing yet that today you have prayed about that you have not received. I said there is nothing yet that you have prayed about that you have not received. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. I hear a mysterious job. I don't know what that is. Kiba sheita raba sotorobodea. Mi arana sotorobobobohandaraba. Thank you, Father, for the things you have done. Thank you for the mysterious contracts. Bradayo, come. Pastor Dayo. Contracts. I'm using you as a point of contact for anybody that is here that wants contracts. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. I see document upon document being given to you. Receive it. In the congregation, I see document upon document. Those who are watching by Facebook, receive right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look, there are things that happen that have spiritual backgrounds. Because as I was praying for Reverend Dyer, I saw a hard ground. And the contrast had been buried there. But right now, God has taken them out. Anything that was keeping you wherever you are, in and holding you back, today that thing is broken. Jesus has become the center. Jesus has become the center. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. The stories are going to be so many. In fact, the testimonies, they will become like a story. People will say, right, why don't you write a book? We are even tired of hearing them. Thank you, Father, because you're a faithful God. As for you, you've given it. By faith, we draw it from the spirit realm that they will appear in the physical. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is here. Anyone who is hearing, in the name of Jesus, from today, receive your contracts. Receive them. Receive your contracts. Take them. They are all for you. Take them. Until you are doing contracts that are not even in Nigeria. Out of this country. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Now, if you are sick anywhere, put your hand there. Healing for somebody. I see somebody. It is sorrow. Your heart is filled with sorrow. Right now, Jesus has become the center. Sorrow has not got a place there. Sorrow is leaving you alone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you have a problem with homosexuality right now. God is delivering you. You are free from that thing. That strong desire will not come again. In the name of Jesus. As you made him the center, I tell you, that adjustment has been done. That thing will not come over you again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your healing wherever you are. I am speaking to evil spirits that have held people in bondage. Bodies in bondage. I speak to you from today. I'm speaking to growth. I'm speaking to any tumor. I'm speaking to cancers. I'm speaking to pain in the body. I'm speaking to any form of disease. You must go, and you must go now. We are members of his body, Ephesians 5:30. Of his flesh and of his bones. What cannot be found in Christ must not be found on us. It cannot stay in this body. Every sickness, disease, weakness in the body, it must go, and it must go now. In the name of Jesus, heart disease, go. In the name of Jesus, throat disease, go. Tumors, go. Headaches, go. Hernia, go. In the name of Jesus. Where is the person who has a hernia? Hernia. Thank you, Jesus. It's gone. Yes. Thank you, Lord. It's gone. She says it's gone. Hallelujah. It's gone. When I said, who has the person who has the hernia? The Holy Spirit corrected me. He said, no. It's gone. And she confirmed it. It is gone. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. I am canceling surgery over somebody's life. Operation. I'm canceling it. It is canceled over you. It is canceled over you. Some strange disease. I see a man coming to a man. I curse that disease. In the name of Jesus. You are free from it. You are free from it. What cannot be found in Christ's body must not be found in you. They are dead. They are dead. That sought after your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We give you the praise. We honor you.